I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Governor Deal says he's ready to call a special session of the General Assembly to lure Amazon's second headquarters to Georgia. Speaking at the annual Issues and Eggs Breakfast organized by the Georgia Chamber, Deal urged lawmakers not to waste time on the issue during the regular 40-day session.
Because we don't know what the needs are going to be. And I think it would be premature for us to attempt to guess that. If we shoot too low, then we could be in trouble there and have to call a special session to correct what we might have done during the regular session.
Details of Georgia's bid have not been released. Deal assured business leaders at the breakfast that the state made a, quote, strong, highly competitive offer. More than 200 cities have submitted proposals for Amazon's second headquarters. The company will release a short list of finalists later this year. And a stalled proposal to impose new rules and limits on how Georgia colleges handle sexual violence cases is being revisited in the new legislative session. According to the Athens Banner-Herald, the state Senate voted without debate to move House Bill 51 to a new committee after the Senate Judiciary Committee failed to vote on it last year. The measure is designed to provide safeguards so campus disciplinary proceedings don't tarnish the reputations of students accused of rapes and assaults while denying them due process. Opponents say the bill would discourage some victims from seeking help on campus by requiring schools to report felonies, including sexual assaults, to police. The Gwinnett County School District is rolling out a new online system that will allow students to receive and complete assignments when they're stuck at home due to things like inclement weather. According to CBS 46, the new digital portal may get some use this year since Gwinnett has already exhausted its snow day allocation. In previous years, districts opted to modify school hours or add days to make up for lost time. And the college football community is giving Atlanta Public Schools a $2 million gift to fund a literacy program. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the Atlanta Football Host Committee, Chick-fil-A, and the College Football Playoff Foundation partnered on the project. The three-year APS Literacy Initiative will aim to better equip teachers to teach literacy skills. The program represents the largest corporate gift to APS in the last 5 years. This year, 500 kindergarten and first grade teachers will be trained in sessions over the summer. Four deputies are recovering at a hospital after a dryer caught fire inside the Forsyth County Detention Center, leading to a lockdown inside the facility. The AJC reports the fire was contained, but the Forsyth County Fire Department remained on scene last night. Sheriff spokesman Doug Rainwater says the injured deputies helped extinguish the blaze and suffered smoke inhalation. He says they're going to be okay. No inmates were in danger, but Rainwater says they were checked out by nurses at the jail. The jail was placed on lockdown while officials worked to clear smoke from the basement. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.